that the Democrat Party's main constituency are made up of Hamas terrorists, illegal aliens, and violent criminals. That is who the Democrat Party is catering to, not the Trump administration and not the White House and not the Republican Party, who is standing up for law-abiding Americans, not just across the country, but around the world. And that's...
Guys, we've got to do Caroline Leavitt's greatest hits. Because in the last hour, we got some major, major breaking news. Caroline Leavitt is out of the Trump administration, the next person to fall, the next domino to fall. Which means we've got to go through some of these videos and try to figure out, why would Caroline Leavitt leave the Trump administration? Well, they're more unpopular than they've ever been, right? The war in Iran is a complete and total disaster. I made a video on my YouTube channel last night. I don't know that Donald Trump has an out to this war anymore. By every single metric that we have, Donald Trump has lost the war in Iran. Inflation has exploded, and Caroline Leavitt has to get up every single day and just lie through her teeth and make up some BS about why it's gotten better. I think she's tired of it. Now, for the record, Caroline Leavitt says she's leaving to spend time with her children. This was a True Social post from Donald Trump not that long ago. Our wonderful White House press secretary and one of my most trusted aides, Caroline Leavitt, will be departing her role at the end of the month so she can spend more time with her beautiful young children and family, a decision I totally understand and respect. Caroline will now be one of my top outside advisors and an influential voice within the Republican Party as we work to defy history and conclusively win the midterm elections. Caroline has been a real leader in the White House and has done a phenomenal job fighting for justice, liberty, and freedom since 2018, including our historic re-election campaign 2024. Caroline has been one of the best White House press secretaries in the history of the office. And I'm 6'8", and I play for the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm enjoying this game, Mr. President. Let's both just make up complete bullshit. We'll go back and forth. Thank you, Caroline, for a job well done, President Donald J. Trump. So let's go through Caroline Leavitt's greatest hits. Before I do, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. Like I said, I uploaded what I thought was a great video last night on my channel about the war in Iran. If you want to check it out, there's a link to my YouTube channel right down below. And obviously, make sure you're subscribed here on the Adam Mockler channel. Okay. I know Adam isn't going to tell you this, but that kid works harder than anybody I know. He's one of my best friends. He's so supportive of me and you know, my own YouTube channel and my own goals. But he's also just so passionate about what he does. He's got such a good heart, and he works so hard. He's like traveling to New York twice a week and has all these editors and people in the background trying to bring you guys the best content possible. He works nonstop is what I'm trying to tell you. And I'm constantly impressed by him. So it would mean a lot to me, for Adam's sake, if you could hit subscribe, hit like, share the video out. The Mockler Media channel will never stop. We will continue to bring you this content. And we won't let stories like this go, because Caroline Leavitt has to be remembered for who she was within this administration. Caroline Leavitt's greatest hits. Take it away, Caroline.
Allowing complete lawlessness and chaos across our country. We had 4 years of that under Joe Biden. Thanks to President Trump and Republicans and common sense policies across the board, our country is safer, our country is more affordable.
This, by the way, this clip, 2 days ago. 2 days ago. Our country is more affordable. I mean, they lie so breathlessly. It's remarkable, actually. Obviously, inflation is up since Donald Trump took office. Don't think I need to tell you that. This was from early on in the administration. This is just one of the most ridiculous clips. And so many of these going through them, I can't believe I forgot about them. Take a listen.
I've answered on this subject. When you are flying on an airplane with your loved ones, which every one of us in this room has, do you pray that your plane lands safely and gets you to your destination, or do you pray that the pilot has a certain skin color? I think we all know the answer to that question, and as President Trump said yesterday, it's common sense. Rob Crilly.
Oh my goodness. No wonder she left the administration. Again, more unpopular than ever, and when you're having to get up in front of a podium and say such heinous, atrocious things like that, maybe you've done some reflecting in your year and a half, 2 years at the White House.
Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you.
In addition to the ballroom and the Rose Garden patio.
I'm going into the back. Sorry. Go ahead.
In addition to the ballroom and the Rose Garden patio, is the president looking at any other renovations or significant kind of projects here at the White House?
Not to my knowledge, no. But he's a builder at heart, clearly. And so his heart and his mind is always churning about how to improve things here on the White House grounds. But at this moment in time, of course, the ballroom is really the president's main priority. Kristen.
Last week, President Trump.
Of course, you're the most unpopular administration of all time when you're getting on a stage and saying the ballroom is the president's top priority. Do you know how bad this clip is? Look at this. There's a government shutdown countdown in the bottom right corner. And you're over here like, yeah, the ballroom is Donald Trump's top priority. Putting gold all over the Oval Office, ripping up the Rose Garden, spending your tax dollars on shit that he wants to cement, his terrible legacy. He thinks it's cementing his legacy. That's what we're focused on here at the White House. No wonder she's unpopular there, and she has a lot of clips like this that clearly she should have picked her words differently. Let me know if you think that Donald Trump pushed Caroline Leavitt out. I'm actually very curious what you think. This news, again, just dropping in the last hour or so. We go to the next clip.
Tomorrow, and I'll let the president speak for himself. Natalie.
Thank you, Caroline. What did the president mean when he called reporter Piggy?
Look, the president is very frank and honest with everyone in this room. You've all seen it yourself. You've all experienced it yourselves, and I think it's one of the many reasons that the American people reelected this president, because of his frankness. And he calls out fake news when he sees it. He gets frustrated with reporters when you lie about him, when you spread fake news about him and his administration. But he also is the most transparent president in history. And he gives all of you in this room, as you all know, unprecedented access. You are in the Oval Office almost every day asking the president questions. And so I think the president being frank and open and honest to your faces rather than hiding behind your backs is frankly a lot more respectful than what you saw in the last administration, where you had a president who lied to your face and then didn't speak to you for weeks and hid upstairs and didn't take your questions. So I think everyone in this room should appreciate the frankness and the openness that you get from President Trump on a near daily basis.
Go ahead. It's actually respectful that he looked at a reporter who was a woman and called her Piggy, quiet Piggy. That's actually respectful, according to Caroline Leavitt. It makes me sick to my stomach that there are kids growing up watching this. I remember I was born in 2002. I think Adam was born in 2002 as well, if I'm not mistaken. So I remember I was pretty young when Barack Obama was inaugurated. But I remember looking at the TV and innately understanding I was looking at somebody who I should look up to, who I respect, who was well-spoken, who was a family man, who cared about others, who had empathy, who was a leader. I understood all of those things looking at the TV and listening to an inspirational man, Barack Obama. There's kids sitting at the TV watching Donald Trump go, quiet, Piggy, and then listening to Caroline Leavitt say, that's actually how you're supposed to talk to people. That's how you talk to women. Every single person who's been a part of this administration, I'm telling you, will be looked at in history as some of the worst people to ever grace higher office. I promise you. Let's take a look at the next clip.
Who come here right now?
Some of these kids, and I call them kids because they're in their 20s.
Yeah.
And they've never had real jobs and they're complaining things are expensive. Yes, things are expensive when you don't have a real job.
That's right.
Do you think that's getting traction, complaining?
Unfortunately, I do, because this generation, my generation, I hate to say it, Gen Z and those younger than me have been raised with just silver spoons in their mouth, just getting everything handed to them. That's not the values this country was built on. It was built on meritocracy and hard work, pulling up your sleeves, pulling yourself up from your bootstraps, and achieving the American dream. And we need to protect it with all we got.
Is it laziness?
A little bit.
Is it because the professors said country's corrupt, it's evil, and we just need to shake them down and hand money out?
It's laziness and it's the liberal indoctrination. You bring up a great point about our education system. However, I will say a silver lining, so many parents that I talk to across the country are homeschooling, are turning to private education, are turning towards Christian schools across the country because they don't want their children being taught these communist and liberal ideas slammed down their throat. It's why.
Yep, that's exactly it. Your eighth grader is being taught communism right now. The band teacher is turning him trans. When Donald Trump fails on every single promise that he makes, like, the, you know, no new wars, like the golden age of America, then we just immediately go to actually the people complaining about the fact that inflation is high when he promised he'd kill it on day one. Those people are lazy. They've never had a real job. You start to fundamentally understand why our country is where it is when you watch a network like this for more than 10 minutes. It's like, this is what people are listening to all day long. Just this garbage is slop. It's not real news. It's not even close. It's just garbage. I have no idea how anybody could listen to this and take it seriously. But just know, if your kid, if you have a child out there, first of all, thank you for watching the Adam Wagner channel. You watch two 24-year-old dudes, you know, scream and yell, and we're a little crazy sometimes, so I appreciate you. But if you do have a child out there, just know they're being taught communism right now. You should panic. I remember this. When I was in eighth grade, my teacher was like, today is communism. Today's lesson is on communism and why it's good and why we're going to basically take over America. So just know that.
Welcome.
If we could just step back for a second. When President Trump last addressed the BRT when he was on the campaign trail, his big push was on tax cuts. Mm-hmm. He's going there today as he's proposing tax hikes in the form of tariffs. I'm curious he's prioritizing that over the tax cuts.
He's actually not implementing tax hikes. Tariffs are a tax hike on foreign countries that, again, have been ripping us off. Tariffs are a tax cut for the American people. And the president is a staunch advocate of tax cuts. As you know, he campaigned on no taxes on tips, no taxes on overtime, no taxes on Social Security benefits. He is committed to all three of those things, and he expects Congress to pass them later this year.
I'm sorry, have you ever paid a tariff? Because I have. Don't get charged on foreign companies. They get charged on the importers.
And ultimately, when we have fair and balanced trade, which the American people have not seen in decades, as I said at the beginning, revenues will stay here, wages will go up, and our country will be made wealthy again. And I think it's insulting that you're trying to test my knowledge of economics and the decisions that this president has made. I'm now regret giving a question to the Associated Press.
Caroline Leavitt, greatest hits, folks. So again, I come back to this, and you got to let me know in the comments down below, especially if you've made it this far. I read all your comments. Was she pushed out? Did she leave on her own to actually spend time with her children, or did she leave on her own because she can't do it anymore? I mean, at the beginning, it's fun. It's like, this is the golden age of America, the fake news. And then, I don't know, 2 years in, when you're screaming at reporters that tariffs are paid for by foreign countries and you're getting questions every single day about Iran, Epstein, Donald Trump was best friends with pedophiles, some more Iran, some more tariffs, the economy sucks, it probably just weighs on you so heavily, at least if you have any morals at all. I don't know if Caroline Leavitt does. Not many people in the administration do. This was her on stage, Turning Point USA. Who remembers this clip?
So my advice would be to encourage everyone in this room to try to be the most well-read person in every room that you're in. That was a piece of advice one of my predecessors, Dana Perino, gave to me before I took this job. She said, you always want to be the most well-read person in the room. And I try to be every day. But Donald Trump always is. That man does not miss a story, let me tell you. He's always reading the papers and watching the TV. He doesn't miss anything anyone says in the whole world. I don't know how he does it and consumes it all. And it's a lot. And, you know, you guys are busy, right? You're students. You're working. You're in school. You want to have fun. You want to live lives. You can't consume every piece of news. But before you get really hot and bothered about something, or maybe angry, or even really encouraged by something, check other sources and then use your best judgment to sort of balance what the truth is. And unfortunately, that's just the way it has to be done.
And when you have that heavy...
Donald Trump is the most well-read person in any room he goes into. I mean, it's remarkable how they praise this guy. And I know you know this, but that is... The first thing I think of when I see that is her being like, our dear leader reads more than anyone ever. More reads more and obtains more knowledge than I ever could, my dear leader. Donald Trump is the most well-read person in any room. That's one of the most absurd statements she's made this entire video. It's like saying that's no different than saying I'm 6'8 and I play for the Los Angeles Lakers. It's just so absurd.
President had a feeling, again, based on fact, that Iran was going to strike the United States, was going to strike our assets in the region, and he made a determination to launch Operation Epic Fury based on all of those.
I'm so sorry, Caroline Leavitt. Let's back up and listen to that very closely one more time.
The president had a feeling, again, based on fact, that Iran was going to strike the United States.
The president had a feeling, based on fact, that Iran was going to strike the United States. A feeling based on fact. Interesting. Not the president had evidence that Iran was going to strike the United States. No, no. The president had a feeling, but that feeling was based off of fact. Last clip here. Take a listen. Make sure you've hit like and subscribe down there.
And it is an undisputed fact. A fact that under the Biden administration, illegal aliens were absolutely receiving taxpayer-funded health care benefits. In fact, in fiscal year 2024, Medicaid costs for emergency services for illegal immigrants skyrocketed by 142% from the previous year to $9.1 billion. That's $9.1 billion taxpayer dollars that were going to emergency services for illegals. Between President Trump's last full fiscal year under his first administration and Joe Biden's last full fiscal year, Medicaid spending on emergency services for illegal immigrants nearly tripled. There was an increase of 196%.
These people are so full of shit. And without getting into the massive corruption, the fact that Donald Trump is spending hundreds of billions of dollars to redo DC and his White House and all this, this is what I want MAGA to advocate for. Next time you go to the emergency room, next time Caroline Levitt goes to the emergency room, next time your grandpa goes to the emergency room, we're going to add 30 minutes to their visit to verify their citizenship. I'm sure they will be ecstatic about that. Do you know how gross it is? This is so dishonest. So dishonest, okay? Obviously, the American government has some amount of money set aside to help hospitals. When somebody comes in, who, whether they are a citizen or not, a lot of them are citizens and then just walk out and don't pay. So that's fine. I mean, is it ideal? No, but it happens. We're not going to deny people care in an emergency room. So the government will help the hospital cover those costs. And you're like conflating that with undocumented people. Basically, next time somebody has a heart attack, next time like some white divorced dad who's a MAGA supporter has a heart attack, we're going to make him wait 30 minutes in the waiting room to get his citizenship verified, right? If you enjoyed this video, make sure you hit like, hit subscribe, share the video out. I appreciate you being here. My name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. With all that said, I will see you back here tomorrow.